For the second year in a row, the state of Arizona will face cuts in the amount of water we can draw from the Colorado River. And for the second year in a row, California will not. They once again get to dodge a water use reduction bullet that's hitting the center mass of Arizona. The average Arizonan may be wondering how this will affect their ability to water their lawn, take long showers, or wash their car. By the way, it won't yet. But farmers and ranchers are wondering if they'll be able to stay in business. And if that seems like somebody else's problem for a city folk, consider this. The Yuma region produces about 90% of the nation's leafy greens. It's why Chelsea McGuire with the Arizona Farm Bureau says,
there's really no other growing region like Arizona. And so there are very good reasons to invest in our agricultural industry, to protect our agricultural industry from a food security standpoint, and I think therefore, you know, really from a national security standpoint.
She mentioned food security and national security, but I'll add this. Agriculture is vital to Arizona's economic security. It generates close to $25 billion a year for our economy. KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross and I were talking earlier about the Colorado River Compact. That's the seven-state agreement that's supposed to guide us on how to divvy up the water that comes from the Colorado. Considering that agreement dates back to 1922, when Arizona had a population that was 1/20th what it is now, long enough ago that it just barely missed being written on stone tablets, and the fact that it's not working because the federal government had to step in again to decide who gets what water-wise, maybe we should just start from scratch. I mean, really from scratch. Let's have the tribes along the river decide what they need first, and then decide who gets the rest. I can't imagine Arizona would get hosed any worse.